What is up? How's everybody doing? Tonight is another beautiful Wednesday night here with the Dollar Seduces crew at 12 Styles Production. This is episode number 15, week 14 player props, and some picks against the spread, a little NCAA action, and maybe a little special treat for you at the end if you're lucky. Stay with us. I got my guy with me tonight, Mr. Rich Gonzalez. You can find him on Twitter at rgonzalezrm. How you doing tonight, Rich?
I'm doing great, man. I just noticed, man, I like the hat, man. Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Joe asked me earlier. He goes, what's that? What hat? He couldn't tell her because it is kind of hard to see what color it is. But yeah, it's, you know, I do my best Harbaugh. I need some khaki pants.
There's rumors that either him or Debo might be coming over the Raiders next year.
No, there's not. I'm just saying.
Hey, did you not see Debo on the sideline at the Raiders game this past weekend?
What was he doing?
Debo
there?
Sweeney. He was a special guest of Renfro or Dabo. Yeah, Dabo Sweeney. He was a special guest of Renfro for the game. And from what I'm hearing, Carr and they're close friends. Just saying. But then I also heard Harbaugh might be interested in it.
I don't see him leaving after finally.
I agree.
You know what I mean? That's the only thing, because it's been such a – gosh, it's been tough for him. You know what I mean? And it's been a tough – it's just been tough to watch. Last year I was ready to be like, all right, get him out of here. I'm done. But, you know.
He's turned it around.
Kind of goes. The thing with Dabo, it feels like, you know, like Clemson, LSU, Alabama, obviously. You know, there's only like so many like top coaching jobs – in the nation, and even, I mean, pros, it's kind of hard to compare them, but you know, that's a elite position to be in. You know, you can recruit anybody you want, but
yeah.
And I don't know. I get nervous about these college coaches going to the NFL. They tend to struggle. I mean, Nick Saban couldn't even do it. And he's one of the best coaches there is.
Can you think of I guess you could say, freaking what's his name? Carroll. I mean, he's the only one that's really, but he was an NFL coach before he went to college.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not saying people can't do it. I just it's a different world, you know. I mean,
it is playing with some grown men and stuff like that instead of these high school kids coming out, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't talk to them like they're a kid, like you do in college. You know, these guys getting paid more than you are. You know,
you're right. But, so, on a side note, real quick, I wanted to shout out to my daughter Malia Gonzalez. She'll be graduating from OSU. Go Pokes this weekend with 2 bachelor degrees. Proud of you. Keep going. Take a photo.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah, that's wild. I don't know. 2 of them. Jesus. Gosh darn Pokes. Let me down Saturday, by the way. You can find me on Twitter at Nate_Dirt19. Rich, I think I said, at rgonzalezrm on the Twitter as well. You can find the show and the rest of our shows on, I just lost it, at Toilets of Titles on Twitter. Check it out. Shoot us a DM, whatever. All your questions, you can shoot me, Rich. The show, pretty much anybody will answer. There's a whole pile of us there. So however you're listening to us, we're available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Facebook, Podbean, Spotify. I think that's all of them. If you're listening to us on Apple, please give us a like and a 5-star review. We would really appreciate it. If you don't, well, that's okay too, I guess. And hit that like and subscribe on YouTube so you know when we're going live. Hit that little bell so you can hang out with us or anybody else almost every single night of the week. We have a ton of shows. We also have our own website, toiletsandtitles.com, full of videos, articles, anything you want, NFL, fantasy, whatever. It's a pretty awesome website. I think the dudes and duds that Justin and I did Tuesday night will be on there. So check that one out. Probably not as good as coaches have been, but hey, we'll give it a shot. So.
Just go ahead. And just a real quick, if you do get on there, even if you don't like the video, hit that you didn't like it, man. Hitting that dislike or like button, it shows that we're getting some reviews in and stuff like that, and it helps us out. So even if you don't like it, hit that don't like button.
If you don't like the show because I got on this sweet Michigan hat, that's fine. Tell me. I won't wear it next week. Probably a Packers hat on anyways. Last thing, too, real quick before we get done. Patreon.com/Toilets of Titles. Just another way to support us. We would really appreciate it. 3 tiers. We don't need to go into them again, but like I said, check it out. It's a lot of fun. Group chat's been pretty hopping, especially going into the playoffs. A lot of questions going on. So I got all the guys on the team scrolling across the bottom. So if you're listening to us, I'm not going to name them all off. There's too many to name. But except if you hop on YouTube and take a look, you can see everybody's name. So give them everybody a follow. So let's hop into it, man. Player props last week. It looks like you did a little better than I did.
Yeah, I had a good week. Went 4-1. So my one loss was due to injury. So that's all I'm going to chalk that one up to was the Kenyon Drake over 30.5 combined yards. Actually broke his ankle in the game. He only had 8 yards total. So heal up, Drake. Get ready for next season and let's get back at it. My hit, C.D. Lamb, over 4.5 receptions as he hit for 7 receptions for 89 yards. Had a good game.
He had like 13 targets or something.
He was heavily
involved. Something like that. I think Joe said earlier.
Yeah, no, had a good game and everything. I mean, Cowboys overall had a good game and everything. Cooper, he was in the game, but were they utilized much? I didn't get to watch any of the games at all. So this week,
he had two catches. I think Campy said it or something. Like he was, I don't think he was feeling 100% from the COVID. So T's and P's, hopefully he gets feeling better. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, still had two catches. So.
My other hit was Eckler over 41.5 receiving yards. He hit as he had 5 receptions for 45 yards, barely in covering, but a hit is a hit, and I will take it.
Oh, yeah.
Brady
take it by over half a yard.
The what? Yep.
So take it by half a yard.
Yeah, the only ones I don't like is when it comes up tie, man. That's the one I hate.
Oh, yeah.
Brady over 305.5 passing yards, had a huge day, 368 yards. I think he had 4 touchdowns too that day. Oh, yeah. So great game for him. Derek Carr, as they did lose to the Washington football team, but he did go over his 24.5 completions as he hit 28 completions.
Did Renfro have 22 catches or something? I feel like that's the only guy he throws to.
Actually, no, he didn't have that big of a game and everything.
He had a good game, fantasy wise.
Now, see, I didn't get to watch the game, so I don't. What did he end up doing?
Like, I thought he had like 100 yards and a touchdown. That could be completely wrong, but I thought that
was the game week before. I'd be wrong. I didn't see it at all, but we got our man Alex in the chat. Where did that luscious, bushy beard scruff go, Nate?
I got my haircut today.
Okay. I got a haircut too. I actually woke up this morning and cut my hair. So I got got a little thing going and stuff. I had to actually even trimmed it. I even shaved my thing up a little bit. It ain't as scruffy as no more. So
it'll come back. It really doesn't take very long. It's
it'll be back.
It up every now and then. It was. I remember.
It looks like we got quite a few people in the chat.
Campy's mad at me again. He said my hat sucks. He's a Michigan State fan. Yeah, Mel Tucker is a good hire, dude. You should have paid him more so you guys could get dog walked again by Ohio State. I love you. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. That was mean. I'm sorry.
Who do we got? We got this Abraham Patrick, VOHFYI. What am I missing there?
I don't know what that means.
No idea. Clarify for us there, man.
Yeah.
All right. So back into it. Like I said, Renfro. Oh, so he did have a good game. Renfro 9 for 102 yards. Nice. I'll take that.
Oh, yeah.
Even if we did lose. So
I was 2-3 last week, 31-34 on the season. So we're just trying to get back to 500. My two misses, Zeke over 46.5. I was dumb to listen to Jerry. I guess he had 13 carries for 45 yards, so I just missed it. But he hasn't had over 50 yards for the last 4 games. I am not betting. I mean, if anything, it's the under. I think they need to bench him for a little while. Not bench him. He needs to sit out.
Sit out.
Get healthy. Hair Bear, Justin Herbert, over 14.5 rushing yards. Missed. But he had 1 rush for 6 yards. He was too busy slinging the ball all over the field and didn't have to run.
Nothing wrong with that.
The two hits I did, like you, I had Brady over 305.5, 368. They are rolling. Oh, actually, I missed 3. I'm sorry. The other miss, Cardinals-Bears under 45.5. Damn it, Kyler. Scored 55 points, so, oh well, who cares? Bears lost. Except hit on that Brady one, and then Chargers-Bengals over 50.5. That hit easy. They scored 63. It's 41-22, so.
Kyler cost me this week too in a freaking Frankenstank league. I know you and me talked about it last week, thinking maybe he'd play and everything, but he'd be a little rusty and wouldn't be really, you know, just airing out and doing what he did and everything. So I actually benched him. And if I would have had a man, I would have won. So I got my first loss in Frankenstank this weekend and everything. But it is what it is.
My fault.
Kyler came in and killed it. So no, because I thought the same thing, man.
So. Well, Alex told me to start Goddard, and I didn't. And he had 55 points on my bench. I still won, but listen to Alex on Sundays. He knows what's going on the Blitz. Check it out.
Yeah, he does. He does. He does. I'll give him that.
Week 14, I'll go first.
Gotcha.
First one, Kirk Kissing Cousins over 249.5 passing yards. I think the Vikings will win tomorrow night. I don't think the Steelers are very good. I know they just beat the Ravens, but yeah, broken clocks right twice a day. So I think Cousins will light them up. Also, Justin Jefferson over 90.5 receiving yards. He is a monster. Thielen's out, yep. And so it'll be the JJ and KJ show, I guess, right?
JJ and KJ, I like that.
And Tyler Conklin or something like that. I don't know who. I can't think of the other receiver I was going to say. Doesn't matter because he doesn't either. Got a couple more. Raiders Chiefs under 48. I had it over earlier, and I talked myself out of it. I don't know. You'll see later. I got a big parlay, but I did division games like this late in the season. I think I told Rich it's just to get through the game. It doesn't matter. You know, we don't need to blow them out of the water. We just got to win. And I don't know. I think the Raiders defense will play better than it did. Chiefs defense has been very good. I can see this ending up, you know, that low score and Chiefs Cowboys game we had, not necessarily that lopsided, but just a tough matchup for both teams. So like I said, I like the under 48. Ravens Browns under 42. Browns defense is very good. The Ravens defense is destroyed. Their offensive line is very bad. I don't see a lot of points being scored. There was what they scored last time. It was like that game was super low score when we played 2 weeks ago. So I don't see much changing. Now this one, I do like the over, just cause the Bengals getting back on track, Bengals 49ers over 48.5. I think the Bengals are going to be in a lot of high scoring games going forward. So, I think last week was a fluke. So
I think Mixon going to be out? Do we know, have we heard anything yet?
I haven't, I think he'll play. I don't know if it was just precautionary. I mean, his fumble and Jamar Chase's interception kind of deal kind of screwed it all up, and I think that's not going to happen again. So,
gotcha. Well, I am going to jump on board with you on this week's player props with Kissing Cousins. I'm going over 254.5 passing yards. I also am taking Terry McLaurin over 4.5 receptions. Yeah, they're going to have to throw a lot in that game and everything. So, Lamar Jackson, I'm taking the under of 230.5 passing yards as they're playing against the Browns. And I just think, like I said, going to be a low scoring game, and it just something right with Jackson right now. He needs to figure out his mojo and everything. And I can see this being just one of those games that Garrett and them just kind of make him run more than pass. And you never know. It just doesn't seem like it's going right for them right now. They're getting the job done, but
I think that the Browns are used to kind of that play action pass game. That's what, you know, that's mm-hmm. what the Browns run too. They don't run like a real under center passing game that they both could benefit from, but they don't run that. You know, so I think not that Baker Mayfield is anywhere close to Lamar Jackson, but you know what I mean? Kind of same play calling style, I guess I would say. So minus the running, but
yeah, this game's going to be a running game. I mean, even Devontae Freeman's been looking good the last 2-3 weeks as he's been in there and everything. So he's been
circa like 2012 when he was on the Falcons looking good with Tevin Coleman. Yeah. I guess it's not that long ago.
My other player props this week is I'm also taking Tom Brady again. I'm going over 314.5 passing yards.
And Josh Allen. I think he's
good. Oh, yep, that's right. I'm sorry. Josh Allen, I'm taking over on him as 287.5. I'm going quarterback theme this week as I am taking them as my player props this week.
I like it. We did pick the college games last week, the big conference championship games. We both went 4-4. We both, I guess, the way we can go first makes it easier. I missed on Alabama, Georgia. I picked Georgia. That was a dumb pick by me. I should have known that Nick Saban would be able to stop that vanilla offense. He's pretty good at that. So Rich had that one right. The one that he had wrong and I had right was he had Oregon plus 2.5. Or I guess he had Oregon. Yeah, it was plus 2.5. I took Utah. Yeah. They beat the hell out of him. I didn't think it'd be they that. Did, man. They beat it by 28.
I thought they. That's I wild. Thought it would be a better game this week. You know, they played each other once already this year, and Utah blew them out in that game too. I thought Oregon might learn from that and keep it closer and everything, but yeah, no, it didn't go that way, man.
So where we were right together, like I said, on the same thing. Utah State, we both had them plus 6.5. They smoked San Diego State 46-13. We were right on, of course, the Bearcats. Of course, we're picking Cincinnati. I need to get Cincinnati hats, what I need. Yeah, they won 35-20 over Houston, number four in the playoff. Excited. We were right on Michigan minus 10.5. They made Iowa look like that was almost as bad as that game where Michigan State got stomped by Ohio State, you know?
Yeah, they were the huge. I didn't even put it. I just said they won big time.
Yeah, it was huge. Where we were wrong, unfortunately, the Oklahoma State Cowboys, they got beat by Baylor. And they had a chance to win that game. You have seven opportunities to score from what, like the 3-yard line or something? God.
Yeah.
He's not a man anymore. He can't say that anymore. Mike Gundy, no more.
That man, that player right there reminded me of the Titans and Rams Super Bowl where they missed it by that. That one play by reaching out and everything. And you know what? As that running back was coming around the edge, I was like, just stop and just die, you know, just run that guy over. And it just hit the guy's momentum, man. Just, it was rough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, this is what it is. I guess they're in a bowl. They're in one of the bigger bowls, I think. I can't remember which one, but
yeah.
Where we were, I guess what else we miss on?
It was the Appalachian State minus 2.5 over Louisiana Lafayette. We both picked that one as Louisiana Lafayette won by 8.
Yeah, we took App State. You know, they used to be like a powerhouse. I don't know. Apparently they struggle now. And we both took Wake Forest plus 3.5. Pittsburgh lit them up. Kenny Pickett is apparently good at football. I guess I should have known that. We do have one college game this week we're going to pick. I just saw it and thought it would be fun. Army-Navy game is Saturday. Thanks to all those guys, by the way. It's actually usually kind of fun to watch just because it's just so different. I think what I say, last year Army won, year before that was Navy.
Correct. Navy won last year, Army won the year before.
No, it's the other way around because it went Army, then Navy, then 3 years of Army in a row.
Navy dominated beginning of the 2000s. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm taking Navy plus 7.5. Now, before anybody says anything, I don't really know much about this game. I just picked Navy. My grandpa's in the Navy, so I'll go with that. And by the way, if you haven't seen the uniforms for this game, check them out. They are awesome.
So I am taking Army minus 7.5 over Navy. Don't know too much about this game and everything. Don't follow it too much, but I'm Marine Corps. So I served in Marine Corps, and we're kind of right in the middle of Army and Navy, so I'm going to lean more towards Army.
Yeah, whatever. I said no matter me anyway. But, yeah, it should be fun. Like I said, I look forward to that game because it's just kind of cool to watch all the, you know, everything they do with it. So, let's hear about your parlays.
Yeah, so parlays. Results last week. My parlay was Cowboys Saints under 47.5, as it did go under us at the 44. My other hit, I didn't hit the parlay, but I'm going to give you my hits from it, was the Charger Saints. My other one was the Charger Bengals over 50.5 because they went for 63, high scoring game. My two misses was the 49ers and Seahawks under 46 as they went over and hit 53. Bucks Falcons over 50.5 as they went under, missing 47, you know?
Yeah, that game was weird.
Yeah, it was. Like I saw a few highlights. I didn't get to watch any of the games, so I feel kind of behind the curveball this week on far as information and everything. So, watching a little highlights here and there, just trying to catch up. So,
yeah, there was Russ Wilson threw a sweet fade route to Tyler Lockett, not a real long one, and it was a beauty. Like back in the, you know, like how it usually looks. So it was fun to watch that. But
you didn't have a parlay last week, did you?
I had a big teaser with a bunch of teams.
Oh, that's right.
It was a 7-team teaser. It didn't hit. I had 3 of them miss. And it was like these big ass points. Like, I don't get it. Whatever. I didn't even do a tease this week. I did do a parlay. I'll do mine first because it probably won't hit. Yours has a lot better chance than mine. Like I said a little bit ago, with the divisional unders, I like that a lot. I think they're all going to be very tough fought games. You know, just. Like I said, I'm not going to go into it forever again. But so basically, Raiders Chiefs under 47.5, Jaguars Titans under 43.5,
Ravens, Browns under 42, Falcons, Panthers under 42.5, Cowboys, Washington football team under 48, Bears, Packers under 43.5, and the Rams, Cardinals under 51.5. I think it's just kind of, they're going to be those kind of knock you in the mouth kind of football games that aren't going to be big scoring. Granted, I think that some of those, one or two of those may be a blowout, but if they are a blowout, I don't see their team scoring too much. So
same theme here. Look, we talked about this before. So end of the season, you got cold weather. You got players that are injured, players that are going in and out of COVID. It's wearing players down and everything. It's a marathon. They got to get players to it's an extra game this year and everything. So there's so much that goes into it in the season as the games start going lower and lower as far as total score. So my parlay was a theme of 43. So Steelers and Vikings 43.5 under, Giants and Chargers under 43, Bears and Packers under 43, Jags and Titans 43.5 under. The theme is under 43. So all these games, you know, another thing that is divisional games, you know, a lot of the divisional games are towards the end of the season. So this is a big factor that goes into these games being a lot low scoring due to teams knowing each other.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I was that Giants Chargers undertow like that, especially with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen both being out. I said that a little bit ago too on the on Joe Knows. I mean, I like Jalen Guyton and Josh Palmer, and I love Donald Parham, and Jared Cook's fine too, and Austin Eckler will have a big day. But
whoa, let's back up real quick. I heard you say Mike Williams. Did I hear you say Keenan Allen too?
Yeah, he was the first one that was on the COVID list. Mike Williams was just today. Keenan Allen was like Monday or something.
See, man, I'm behind. I didn't even know that, man. I'm at the adjust.
You're too busy slinging chips, dude.
Jeez. And I don't know about slinging chips and everything. I'm bossing people how to put chips in.
All right, let's go to the Survivor Pool. I think we both hit it this week?
Yes, we did.
Oh, nice. I had the Cards over the Bears, and I hit it. Not very often that happens for me.
I had the Rams over the Jags as they hit.
Yeah. I'm taking the Titans over the Jags this week.
Titans over the Jags. So yep. You're going back to the well on the Jags from me last week. And I'm taking the Chargers over the Giants as Giants are going to be reeling too. I don't know who is going to be their quarterback this week. Is it Jake Fromm from what I'm hearing?
State Farm. Yeah.
Jake from State Farm Farm. All right.
Yeah. The old Georgia Bulldog.
Chargers over the Giants, man. I think that's an easy pick 'em.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Skycam Mike Glennon's playing or what? I don't think it matters. So I got rid of Saquon Barkley and Frankenstein last week. I stole Antonio Gibson and gave him Barkley because I can't do it anymore.
Interesting story is I lost last week and I was like, dude, I'm not gonna say anything on the chat. Maybe this guy forgets not to. And obviously he didn't pick anybody, so I'm going into the playoffs. I get a bye first week and everything with. Nobody's stealing my players.
You should have taken Herbert back from that he stole from me.
I still have Herbert.
That's what I said. He should have taken him back.
I was afraid he was going to take Taylor. So I didn't want to lose Jonathan Taylor going into the playoffs. So
no. Well, how'd you do last week?
So on last week results, Cowboys minus 4.5. Well, overall I went 3-3. For the season, I'm 42-35-2. So hits. Cowboys minus 4.5 over the Saints as they won by 10. Another hit was Colts minus 8.5 over the Texans as they won by 30. My other hit was Cardinals 7.5 over the Bears as they won by 11. My misses were Vikings minus 7 over the Lions as our Detroit.
They did.
Dan Campbell's got their first win of the year and won by 2. Freaking, I had to be at work and miss that too, man. It's just horrible. Bengals minus 3 over the Chargers, missed on that as the Chargers won by 19. I thought that was going to be a closer game with the being at home. I thought Bengals would pull it off. Chargers didn't just seem right the last couple weeks. But they looked good last week, though, from what I hear. So,
yeah, they did. I said earlier on Joe's show, you know, that they looked like it was going to be how they have, you know, where they get up big. And I mean, they did it against the Steelers, too, and they ended up winning. But they were up 24-0 against the Bengals. Bengals come back, scored 22 points. Then the Chargers scored 17 points in the fourth quarter and ended up winning. But there was two big turnovers for the Bengals. Joe Mixon fumbled. Ja'Marr Chase had this weird like bobble interception thing. And like I said, 28-point swing is enough to makes it tough on you. So,
what's up, Joe? I see you in the chat. My upset prediction of last week didn't go so much as an upset as the upset Raiders. You. Yeah, well, yeah, it upset me as I picked the Raiders -2.5 over Washington. Even at the end of the game, I was like, okay, we just got to go down and score a field goal. I'll still lose my my pick 'em and stuff like that, but I just wanted them to win, but didn't happen and everything. So a loss as Washington ended up beating my Raiders. So
I told Joe on the show, the thing that was to me that was wild was they didn't go for it on that 4th and inches. And they had that kid come out and kick the ball, and it like never even kicked before, or whatever. And it's like, holy dude, that kid, do you think they just had their kicker go out? Good, I was like, good for that kid. I know I said this sucks at all, but it's like, you got to be happy for guys sometimes, I guess.
No, you do. I
you don't
agree,
have to
man.
Be happy for him. It's okay.
No, it's all right. I'm happy for everyone, man. Not.
So last week I was 4-3. What I missed was the Motor City Dan Campbell's got me with the Lions winning 29-27. I don't even care. I'm happy. I turned that game on at halftime. It was 6-20, and I thought it was the Lions were losing 6-20. I'm like, oh, that's normal. And I'm like, holy shit, they're winning. So that was a good one. Missed on the Ravens -4.5. I did love that call, going for it at the end and try to win. That's what I like to see. Hell with tying it up and going to overtime. And I missed on the 49ers at Seahawks -3. They won. Seahawks won 30-23. So weird game. Kind of too little too late for the Seahawks. Where I was right, yeah. Cowboys -4.5. They won by 10 over the Saints like we figured they would. Cardinals -7.5. They won by 11 over the Bears. Colts 9.5 over the Texans. They beat the shit out of them. Patriots +2.5. They won by 4 over the Bills, I was so happy to see. Like I said, I'm the Patriots are awesome, man. And the Bills are reeling. Not really reeling, I guess. They won against the Saints the week before, but they struggle.
So let's throw this up there real quick. We got our Teon fans, all the excellent men married to women, autism, and all the good men are picked first by women, music 26.
I don't know what that is.
I
thanks for tuning in.
Appreciate you tuning in. So
anyways.
How'd you so what's your picks this week, man?
So this week we're going. We'll hope this is better. Week 14, I like the Falcons +2.5 at the Panthers. I said it told Joe. I think I said it Tuesday too. I don't know how the Panthers are favored. I don't know what Cam's going to do. Is Cam starting? I think he is starting.
Yeah,
right?
He is.
I don't know what's going to happen there. If PJ Walker is going to have to come in. Chuba Hubbard, I think, will have a good day. I'm nervous to start DJ Moore anywhere. If Cam's going to have 5 completions, that's not going to be helpful. But I think old core Darryl Patterson will probably score another touchdown. He's a safe one. That's why I put in player prop bet, just him to score anytime. Him and maybe Kyle Pitts will do something. Who knows? But I think Matt Ryan will take it to them. Like I said, another divisional game, be a tough one. So I like the Cowboys -4 at Washington. I almost talked myself out of this. I don't know. For some reason, I'm getting these like kind of bad vibes in Dallas, and I don't know what it is. And I'm sorry to my Cowboys friends. I don't mean that as like I'm thinking they're – I just – something feels funny about it, about this game too. I don't know, man. The Washington Heinekes have been – They look pretty
decent.
They've
been doing it, yeah.
It's weird. Antonio Gibson looks phenomenal, dude. He is
– Looked healthy.
God, he's good. So, I don't know. I still like the Cowboys, I guess. I'm just – I don't know. Weird one. Broncos -8. I did say don't start Broncos receivers on Monday night, probably and last night. Maybe this game, if you want to, you can, because the Lions defense is bad. Javonte Williams is going to run all over him, and I think the Broncos win here. Please, for the love of God, John Elway, if you're listening to this show, you probably are because the number one Broncos fan is part of the Toyota Styles team. Get Gardner Minshew on the goddamn Broncos. They would be really good with him.
No. Russell Wilson's going there, man.
Dude, I don't care about Russ, Mr. Unreliable. Cooks. What is his name, Mr. Unreliable? Whatever, dude. I don't care. Give me Gardner Minshew. I want the jean shorts and mustache in Denver. I like the Bengals -1 versus San Francisco. I think last week was kind of a little bump in the road for the Bengals. I don't know what the Niners are going to do. No Debo, I don't think. Probably no Elijah Mitchell. I think the Bengals will win this one. They're another road game, second road game in a row for the Niners. So traveling a longer way. And then I like Tampa -3 against Buffalo. Like I said a little bit ago about Buffalo, I just think something's not right there. It's kind of odd, and they can't run the football. And Tampa's pass defense is getting better. They're getting some guys back, and that's going to help. I think Dick Sherman might play, if not tonight, or if not this week, next week. And I know Sean Murphy Bunting came back as well. Mm-hmm. I just think that I think the Bucs will have a pretty good day Sunday.
Yep.
High-scoring game.
I think you and me picked a lot of sames here. So I picked Minnesota -3 over the Steelers.
I was going to take that. I did like that game.
I think they bounced back from an embarrassing loss last week. They're going to come back. And now, as much as I say that, I think TJ Watt might be out this game. So I think they're going to be down a few players. So
he played last week. He's out again.
I think I read something about him going back on COVID. I might be wrong on that. I could have swore I saw something within the past days.
3.5 sacks last week. That wouldn't be good.
No, I heard he had a good game and stuff like that. I just think saw something about going on the COVID IR. So might be wrong on that. But I also am picking Cowboys -4.5 over Washington football team. You know what? As much as you might have a feeling about this, I don't. I think Cowboys are easily going to handle this. It's a divisional game. Now, it's always a close game and everything, but seems like Cowboys, they have the Washington football team's number every season right now. I also am I'm taking Detroit +8.5 to the Broncos. So I think this is going to be a real close game. Javonte Williams might go off on him, but I think that's the only thing that's going to happen. I think Detroit Lions is going to keep this. Their defense ain't that bad, but they do give up the passing and everything. But we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be a closer game. I think Detroit got that first win. I think maybe they pull it off and get a second win in a row. Let's see what happens. I'm pulling for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can happen. I wouldn't even be mad about it.
Hey, look, all their games have been close this year, man. I mean, they really haven't been blowouts or anything. They've been the dog in the fight every freaking game. So
anyway.
I like the Packers -12.5 over the Bears. Justin Fields coming back this week. So he will be playing. So I think it's going to make this even a worse game than what it is and everything. So I think
there's a chance that Jair Alexander plays too. He practiced today, or he's practicing tomorrow. I think they said he's coming back to practice tomorrow. So I don't think he will play, which is fine. Taking a week off,
mm-hmm.
But there's a chance. So,
and then I'm also taking Bucks -3.5 over the Bills. And those are my pick-ems for week 14.
You got a little more for us, though, don't you?
Extra read all about it. Joe, this one's just for you. I don't know if you follow it much, but I am throwing a little MMA into this video today. We got some big fights going on over the weekend. Dustin Poirier is going to be fighting Charles Oliveira. Poirier is the champ. Look, I don't think this is going to be as close as some people are thinking it. Dustin Poirier is going to win. He's -160 right now. The next one is – this one was a real close one, but I got to go with the champ Amanda Nunes over Juliana Pena. I was actually going to pick the upset here because Nunes has been the champion right now for going on 6 years, I think, right now. I mean, she's just dominating everybody. And it seems as you dominate for so long, you get in this lull and stuff like that, and you just think you're invincible. And all of a sudden, you get this young upcomer coming out of nowhere and pulls the upset. And I, this close to picking it, man, this close. -900 for Nunes. I was going to do the +900 for Pena, but I'm going to give it to the champ as she is dominant every time she fights. No one's even came close to beating her.
I have no idea who that is. I do not know that Dustin Poirier name, but yep. I've never watched MMA, dude. I mean, you can win a lot of money gambling on it, but. I never watched it. Maybe one day.
So a little extra. I just wanted to throw that in there with the fights coming over this weekend. So,
Hell yeah. So, well, that was a good one. I had a little fun. That was fun tonight. Been, like I said, it was a good one. A lot of good stuff in there. So appreciate everybody tuning in and listening. Like I said, give us a 5-star review on Apple, please, or not. Let us know what we did wrong, what you don't like. Check us out on Podbean, Spotify, everywhere you can find your podcast, you will find us. Check us out on our Patreon, patreon.com/toiletstitles. And check out the website, toiletstitles.com. Got anything else for him, Rich?
Have a beautiful day, beautiful night. Let's enjoy this beautiful weekend of football. And don't stress about the games. Just enjoy watching them.
Yeah, because before you know it, it's going to be the off season again. And yep. Then we're going to have to gamble on like horse racing or something like that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't do that. I don't like doing that. No. We'll have to do a show about that one. Dollars.
That's a terrible idea. I don't know anything about it. It'd be funny though. But and I think I'll talk, maybe have a little college football bowl game show. It's tough because there's so many of them, but maybe we'll figure something out. So a little, that'll be before they all get started. So let's make it a profitable one and have a good evening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Slipping over here. Sorry.